Bono sends Trump a warning on Kimmel, there will be trouble. By Warner Todd Houston on May 30, 2025. U2 frontman and international philanthropist Bono had a warning for President Donald Trump during his latest appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live on Thursday. The ABC host took the opportunity to try and embroil Bono in President Trump's row with rocker Bruce Springsteen and asked, "Whose side are you on, Trump or Springsteen?" Bono tried to respond with humor, if perhaps a telling joke, by saying, "There's only one boss in America." But Kimmel was not satisfied with that reply and pressed on. "I'm sure you're aware our president gave you a little shout-out," Kimmel said before reading what Trump wrote on a Truth Social post. When he said, "How much did Kamala Harris pay Bruce Springsteen for his poor performance during her campaign for president? Why did he accept that money if he's such a fan of hers? Isn't that a major and illegal campaign contribution? What about Beyoncé? And how much went to Oprah and Bono?" Bono responded that being placed among Springsteen and Beyoncé is esteemed company, and he joked that he is just a tambourine player in that band. But he also insisted that he has never given a performance for politics. "You two and I have never, we've never paid or played a show to support any candidate from any party. It has never happened," he exclaimed. But Bono also had a warning for America and Trump. He went on to claim that the conservative and religious people that he works with in his various charitable efforts are very angry that the Trump administration is cutting off the billions of U.S. tax dollars dumped into left-wing charities funded by the corrupt and wasteful, you said. And Bono insisted that trouble is on the horizon for Trump over this cost-cutting. "I co-founded the One Campaign, which is by design bipartisan," Bono told Kimmel, "and we've got a lot of very religious Catholics, evangelicals, conservatives who are very, very, very angry with the person that they voted into office having demolished instruments of mercy and compassion like USAID or PEPFAR, which had saved 26 million lives of people who had AIDS around the world." Bono then noted that the needy people in foreign countries love America when we are lavishing our money on them, but not so much when we stop. "That's the America that we love, that's the America that we all want to be part of, and they are not happy, and there will be trouble," he warned. The topic ended at that point, so it is unclear from just who that trouble might be coming as far as Bono is concerned, nor what form that trouble might take. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, x @WT Houston, or Truth Social at @WarnerToddHouston.